Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather and I've got some news and views from a West Texans biblical point of view. One you're going to find in your mainstream media. Hey folks, welcome to today's podcast. I have been talking about this episode for a couple days now. If you listen to us, we travel through the Bible chronologically. We've been kind of discussing this. I've been touching on it, hinting on it, you know. And just since I said, hey, I got some things I want to talk about, so much more has come out since I said that on the topics that I wanted to talk about. So things are moving very fast. First of all, I want to offer my condolences to all of those in Russia who lost loved ones. 138 people viciously mowed down in a terroristic attack there at their, I guess it was like a theater. I feel terrible. I can't imagine the horrific feelings that people must be having over that. And I do want to offer my prayers to y'all in Russia. You know, aside from who did it or what did it or whatever, now they're saying ISIS did it. And I thought the United States had destroyed ISIS, had, you know, annihilated ISIS. For one, don't think it is ISIS. I don't think it'd be easy to blame that on a fictional group of people, terrorists, you know, to have committed such an atrocity. But no. I don't think ISIS or anything like that did that. I do, you know, I'm going to wait until more intel comes out, but it's looking like, I'm not even going to say it. It looks to me like you know, Ukraine or something. I mean, I don't know. It's a very delicate situation right now. People are saying, oh, Russia did it. And I'm like, I don't think so. It's, you know, the Bible talks about deception in the end days and Jesus warned us, be ye not deceived. And so there's so much going on in the world today. They have videos and AI and have all the stuff that you can't really tell it apart anymore. You just can't tell the fake from the truth anymore. It's that deceptive. And we're living in the end days when it comes up with like that. And so, yeah, the book of Daniel said travel will become to and fro. And of course, you know, intelligence would just explode. We look at technology, it's just exploded. And you guys have heard my take on that. You know, you have Satan, the dragon, you have the whole unholy Trinity. And, you know, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, Satan is the great counterfeit. And so how does he counterfeit a Holy Spirit? I think that's the artificial intelligence aspect of everything. And, you know, there's this one place that I follow, and they are on Telegram. And I'm sure there are other places too, but I get a lot of great updates on Telegram. And it's called Wide Awake Media. And so a lot of stuff, they've been coming about and talking about stuff like that. And one of the things was a while back, one of the whiffers, you know, Klaus Schwab and the Yuval crowd, and they were talking about, you know, one day, you know, like any couple of years from now or soon, you know, very soon, we could be sitting here, we each have a microchip implanted in our brains, and I could tell what you're thinking, and you can tell what I'm thinking. And, you know, no matter what you actually say, he goes, I'm going to know if you mean it or not. And so the book of Revelation tells us that there will be a mark of the beast and you will worship the image of that beast. And if you don't worship the image of the beast, you will be killed. And people are like, well, gee, how's that going to happen? Well, this technology will let you know if you really are truly worshiping the image of the beast. We look at China. China has got this down to they've got it down, right? They have cameras and billions of cameras and they have cell phones and they have all this. They have the digital, they have everything. They have the mark. They have all this technology. And so that's just kind of like a playground. You know, it's kind of like this is a smaller version of what's to come globally in the end days. It always brings me back to the book of Daniel when he talked about, you know, that information would explode. I mean, you know, travel and all this stuff would just like explode like a tachometer, you know, get faster and faster and faster. And we see that, especially with the population explosion within the last couple hundred years. You know, it's just astounding if you go and look at all these things. And it's just like the Bible said would happen during these times. It always makes me think because, you know, the angel or God had told Daniel to seal this book up, Daniel, until the end of time, for it's not for you to know the times and seasons. But the wise in that time will understand. And so here we are in the end days, we understand so much more of the book of Daniel than, you know, because history, basically Daniel's history. Isn't that amazing? Like Daniel was writing history before it happened. This is so amazing. But anyway, folks, there's so much to talk about, so much today. You know him, you love him. He is my all-time favorite, and we haven't been there in a while, but you know who it is, guys. It is Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com. Go show him some love. We're going to talk about a couple articles of his today. Number one is report calls for limits on air travel. This is part of a broader globalist plan to, quote, ration travel of all kinds, no matter unlimited planes. Oh, no more unlimited planes, trains, or automobiles for the serfs, you know. That's coming our way. And what else do we have today? Oh, yes. Yes. How can we forget? Oh, Gates of Hell. Oh, Bill Gates of Hell. This is another one from Leo. Bill Gates' dark dream of blocking sunlight from the earth is about to be realized. Guys, I'm going to throw this out here. You know, if you haven't had a chance to watch J.D. Farag's latest prophecy update, please go do watch that. I'll link that in the description of this podcast so you guys can go and watch that. But I don't know any other time in history when they have deployed the United States National Guard for a solar eclipse. It all just seems a little, oh, I don't know, black swanish. I don't know, like something huge is coming and they've got it planned. And the global elitists, you know, they think they can get away with all this because basically they're building their billion-dollar bunkers, you know, and they think that God can't touch them. They're, no. So, but it's just all ironic. But there's so much leading up to this, I think it's April the 8th. Solar eclipse, and does none of it really makes any sense. You know, they're telling us to keep our dogs inside. They're telling us to buy food here in Texas. They're closing schools. They're deploying the National Guard. I think it's through the whole United States. And it's kind of ironic how many cities with Nineveh that the solar eclipse is going to cross. Even one up in, I believe, in Norway. You know, on its way over, it'll actually hit one in Norway, a city called Nineveh. So, you folks in Norway, ooh. But what is the significance of all of this? Well, go and watch J.D. Farag's latest Bible prophecy update, and you'll get a better grasp of it, because he can explain it way better than I can. He's a very smart pastor, and I'm so thankful for Pastor J.D. Farag. It really hurts my heart, because I've been watching Bible Prophecy Conferences since about 2006, since I found Jan Markell on Understanding the Times Radio. And she had, at that point in time, there was only one Bible Prophecy Conference a year. Of course, now they have them like it seems like every other weekend. You know, there's so much that happens these days. And J.D. Farag was one of the big speakers. He was always there, him along with Billy Crone, Pastor Billy Crone. I want to say Dr. David Reagan was another one. And so, you know, there's been so many more. Mark Hitchcock has been around for a very long time too. And so, you know, I really love these pastors and teachers. And I'm so very thankful for their wisdom and their service to the Lord God and telling us the truth and studying these things and just, you know, just great eschatology teachers. My pastor is one of those too, Dr. Andy Davis. I'm very thankful for him as well. You know, JD hasn't been to any prophecy conferences in a while. And if you watch his latest prophecy update, it just touched my heart a lot, what he had to say at the end. Or actually, it really wasn't what he said, it was what he didn't say that really struck me. And I love Pastor JD, and he, you know, long time when all this started, everybody's like, Christian National, we got to get back to the, you know, and they're all promoting like senators and like, we need to go out there and vote, and we've got to vote for this, we got to vote for this president, we got to blah, blah, blah. And he wasn't doing any of that. He, you know, he's like, that's long past, you know. And I agree with JD, and I have for a very long time. If you notice, I don't ever say, hey, you know, we need to go vote for so and so, or we need to, I don't say that. I don't. This is not a political podcast whatsoever. You know, this is Bible prophecy for today. I take news headlines and cultural events and things that are happening around the world, and I point people back to the Bible because That's the only thing that matters. The only truth you will find in this world is in your Bible. That's it. If you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, it doesn't matter. You will be deceived. Doesn't matter. You will be deceived. God said so in his word. He said Satan has blinded the eyes and the minds of those. And of course, you know, God has given them over to a reprobate mind. So much is in the word of God. And so with all the filth and everything that's in the world today, it's like a miry muck. You know, we look back on Daniel and how he was living in Babylon. And it's not the first time that Christians have been living in, you know, worlds like this. And, you know, I'm not worlds, but cultures like this. And, you know, I don't know. Just go watch it. And I haven't seen Pastor JD on any all these big prophecy updates that they're having all the time, all these big prophecy conferences. And, you know, they have these newer folks on there. Some I like, some I don't really care for. I won't ever name any names. You know, that's not tasteful. But, you know, it just hurts my heart that he's not on these conferences because he has a lot to say. And if you go back through all his prophecy updates, every single one of them has actually, I mean, it's the truth. All of it is the truth. Look, no government, no politician, none of these is going to save you, is going to save the United States, is going to save the world. No, only Jesus can save the world and can save you. Only Jesus. And the Bible says that God appoints kings and God takes kings down. He raises up kingdoms and he brings down kingdoms. So God is ultimately in control. We as Christians are to pray. We're to pray for our leaders. Of course we are. I mean, we're to pray for, you know, nations. We're to pray for each other and to pray for those in authority over us. We're to pray. But, you know, the end days are here. And the Bible says things will only get worse. And everything, like, who was it that always says Bible prophecy has like a expiration date? And when you look at, like, so fast everything is happening. Technology has exploded. It's like doubling every 2 months now. And for a while, it doubled every 100 years. You know, now it's doubling like every like week or 2 weeks. It's insane. It is like astronomically just through the roof happening so fast. Health, everything is just like tripling. And there is so much technology. It always reminds me of the Bible. There's that verse where it goes in and it says the lady is always getting information but never understanding. And that kind of reminds me of the world today. There's so much information out there, but do people really understand? You know? Long gone are the days when you had to go to the library and look up a book and actually read it. You know, now you can just pull up a podcast or you can just go to YouTube and it'll tell you. It's very sad days. Kids don't know how to go outside and play. They don't know how to play football or play pocket cars or anything like that. They don't know what a Hot Wheel is. It's very sad. It's a very different world, and it's not any better. I think it's way worse. And I think every generation has said that. You know, I think my parents' generation said about the other generation before them, this is so bad, you know, this is terrible, and, you know, our kids are horrible. And I think it's just an ongoing thing. But when you go back to the 80s and you compare the 80s to now, you can definitely tell a huge difference. Yeah, and if you go back to even to the 50s, there's a big difference. And I thought, you know, the 50s were so innocent, you know, because I was a kid. I didn't really realize. When you go back and you watch some of that stuff now, was it so innocent? You know, the 60s and the 70s was kind of like was the beginning of the end for our nation. If you go back and look at everything that's happened, you know, the Bible talks about a Romans 1 culture, and it's definitely happening. It's happening, and it's happening on a worldwide global scenario. So it's not just the U.S., it's global. All these things are happening globally. The digital ID will be global. And so the Bible told us there would be a one world government, a one world religion, and a one world currency. And so when you think about that and you look at the world today and you think back, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, that was impossible. People thought you were crazy for even saying something like that. The Bible says that in the end days, there will be the two witnesses in Jerusalem. And the whole world will witness this. The whole world will watch them. And back, you know, 50 years ago, like, how was that even possible? Sure, if you had a TV set. I mean, everybody had to be in front of their TV or, like, whatever. But nowadays, if you got a cell phone, everybody's got cell phones and all this stuff. And you can watch it right then and there. Like, you can watch it live from the palm of your hand. And so everything that the Bible said thousands of years ago is actually happening today and can happen. The technology is here right now for the mark of the beast, for a one world government, for a one world religion. You see the Pope, you see all these religions coming together. The only religion that's basically an outcast would be Christianity. You can say whatever you want to about Jesus. You can say whatever, but if you say something against any of these other religions, oh my gosh, how dare you? You know, whatever. That's hate speech. You know, all this garbage, right? But you can say whatever you want to about our God, about God Almighty, the only God, the only true living God. There's only one God, and that is Jehovah. That is God Almighty. And so, but, you know, it just shows you that the days that we're living in, and it's just an all-out attack on Christianity, an all-out attack on the truth of the Bible. You know, you don't see anything else being attacked like that. You don't see the Quran or anything like that. No, no, no. Because none of those are true. Only the Bible is true. So anyway, let's jump over to this. Bill Gates and the dark dream of blocking sunlight from the earth is about to be realized. So let's jump on over here and check this out. So this is at leohoman.com. So this is a quote from Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. And that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. You guys hear me say that a lot. I say that a lot, that Jesus is coming back to destroy those who are destroying his earth. And so, thank you, Leo, for posting that. So, he's going to go on and say, Bill Gates, ever the demented snake oil salesman, has long argued in favor of a bizarre plan to fight global warming by using experimental geoengineering to partially block the sun's rays from reaching Earth. Well, he's apparently about to get his wish. Scientists plan to begin pumping chemicals into the sky over the next few weeks and months from several countries around the globe, including U.S., Australia, and Israel. And so I want to go back up here. I want to see, there's not a date on here. Man, oh man, because I'll tell you what, here in Amarillo, there were so many chemtrails, I couldn't even tell you. I was taking pictures of them. It was beyond ridiculous. It was a lot. I was kind of curious when he actually wrote this article. Here's some pictures from January of 2024. See, guys, I told y'all, there's like tons of chemtrail patterns up there, and there's people, you know, those ones that think they know everything. Okay, February the 15th is when he posted this. I had to go all the way down there to the bottom, but yeah, there's been tons of chemtrails, and I'll actually put that. There's this app called Nextdoor, and these people are like, you don't know anything. You don't know. My brother's cousin's friend's son's daughter's boyfriend's, you know, whatever, is a pilot, and he said that's normal. I'm like, look, bro, that's not normal. Those are not contrails. Contrails don't hang out for hours upon hours and spread and spread and spread. That's not a contrail. That's a chemtrail. But they've been brainwashed, and they don't know any difference because, you know, they're just liberals, and that's bad. They're lost. They're lost. You can think of liberals as lost people, lost. And I'm not a Republican. People are like, are you a Democrat or Republican? I'm like, I'm not. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And as far as my political views in the United States is, I'm a constitutionalist. Because our country, our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And so, yes, I am a constitutionalist. But anyway, we're going to keep on with this article here. So, I like that snake oil salesman. That's the truth, isn't it, though? Okay, so he goes on to say, the idea promoted by Gates and leftist billionaire George Soros involves pumping man-made white clouds containing chalk dust and other chemicals into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight away from the Earth's surface. Blocking the sun's light would allegedly lower the planet's temperature enough to reverse global warming. Sorry if you can't help but these people are idiots. Anyway, never mind that fruit trees and vegetables require sunlight in order to grow and produce food for the masses. Not to mention, sunlight is the primary source of critical vitamin D, an essential nutrient for human immunity. Gates, a known eugenicist who goes around giving talks about how we need to reduce the global population, likely sees these dark possibilities as exciting side effects of the nefarious sun blocking plan. Soros is similarly excited about this plan or about the plan. He says technology will help to prevent ice from melting in Greenland, which he claims could doom human civilization. How ironic that the very globalists who are doing everything in their power to destroy human civilization claim to be worried that global warming might speed up the process. Globalists like Bill Gates and George Soros are doing harm to the environment through the genocidal climate agenda on multiple levels. They advocate blanketing our fertile farmland with toxic solar panels while filling more acres of farmland with wind turbines that kill birds and other wildlife. They also push electric cars, which run on toxic lithium batteries that are going to create an environmental nightmare in the years ahead because, like with solar panels, there's no way to safely dispose of them. Chloe Aelio of Inc. magazine reported on February the 13th of 24 that Bill Gates backed startup just raised $145 million to source lithium ion batteries from electric vehicles. Much of the lithium mined in the world today is done on the backs of child labor in poor countries of Africa and Asia. But don't tell that to Bill Gates, George Soros, Larry Fink, and their buddies at the World Economic Forum. Despite their destructive plans, these globalists insist they are our saviors, and we should look to them for answers on how to live a sustainable lifestyle. Please. Love it. I love Leo. I agree with that. Yes. So, about the devious sun-blocking formula, Soros said, our civilization is in danger of collapsing because of the inexorable advance of climate change. The melting of the Greenland ice sheet would increase the level of the oceans by 7 meters. That poses a threat to the survival of our civilization. Of course, this is all nonsense meant to stoke fear. A fearful population will beg for solutions to the imaginary problem, inviting their own enslavement. More than 20 years ago, Al Gore made the exact same dire predictions about ice melting, polar bears dying, hurricanes increasing, and whole cities being submerged in water. None of these apocalyptic predictions have materialized. According to a report by Slate News, the tactics advocated by Bill Gates involving spraying aerosol concentrations into the stratosphere to reflect solar radiation away from the Earth. Gates has been funding a major project at Harvard using balloons to deploy aerosols. The Harvard project was shut down following public backlash. But now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that another group of scientists has been advancing Gates' idiotic and frankly dangerous plan. Marine cloud brightening is a research project led by Southern Cross University as part of the $64.55 million or $100 million Australian dollars reef restoration and adaptation program. The program involves modifying clouds to make them reflect sunlight away from the Earth to supposedly stop global warming. God, Lord Jesus, please help us. Slate News reports, and I quote, this week, researchers aboard a ship off the northeastern coast of Australia near the Whitsunday Islands started spraying a briny mixture through high-pressure nozzles into the air in an attempt to brighten low-altitude clouds that form over the ocean. Scientists hope bigger, brighter clouds will reflect sunlight away from the Earth, shade the ocean surface, and cool the waters around the Great Barrier Reef. Unquote. In Israel, another startup called Stardust Solutions has begun testing a system to disperse a cloud of tiny reflective particles about 60,000 feet in altitude. These geoengineering clouds reflect sunlight away from the Earth to cool the atmosphere in a concept known as solar radiation management. No, that doesn't sound dangerous at all. Radiation management. No. And there's some there's some graphics here to tell you exactly what it does. He goes in and here we go, folks. Hold on. Here we go. And in Massachusetts, researchers at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution are preparing to pour 6,000 gallons of a liquid solution of sodium hydroxide, a component of lye, into the ocean 10 miles south of Martha's Vineyard this summer. Oh, sure. Sorry. Some would argue that, quote, cloud seeding, unquote, has been going on for years. Yes, it has. Sorry. Take a look at this shot I took of the sky above my house a few weeks ago. Oh, yeah, it's been going. That's it right there. It looks just like our house is right here with all these crazy patterns of this exactly to a T. Folks, if you go to leohoman.com, you can check it out, the picture here. And that's this exact same pattern that they use everywhere. So weird. Anyway, moving right along. Does this kind of photo look above look normal? No. With all these chemicals being sprayed above us, what could possibly go wrong? Let's pray this ill-advised experiment fizzles out before it can do too much damage. Yes, let's pray that. Pray in agreement with you there, Mr. Leo Homan. Folks, I'm telling you, it's getting crazy. What else we got going on here today? So let's do the report limit or calls for limits on air travel. Oh, yes, you guys. Let's check it out. So this is from leohoman.com as well. Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com. Just a short post here because it goes so well as a follow-up to my previous article on the mentality of our globalist oppressors. According to CNN Travel, holidaymakers should prepare to change their travel habits now before this change is forced upon them. Unquote. CNN reports that the negative impacts of tourism on the environment have become so severe that some are suggesting drastic changes to our travel habits are inevitable. Unquote. The cable news network cites a 2023 report titled "A Sustainable Future for Travel," in which the globalists lay out their entire plan to limit our freedom of movement. They always tell us their plans, so if you pay attention, most people would rather live in denial and deception, kind of like right now. You know, economic collapse is coming, global famine, blah blah blah. But everybody's like, "Yeah, it'll never happen." Anyway, that was just me interjecting there. Yeah, back to the article. In this report, tour operator Intrepid Travel proposed that, quote, carbon passports will soon become a reality if the tourist industry hopes to survive. What is a carbon passport, you may ask? CNN informs us of that as well, writing, quote, the idea of carbon passport centers on each traveler being assigned a yearly carbon allowance that they cannot exceed. These allowances can then, quote, ration travel. The average annual carbon footprint for a person in the U.S. is 16 tons, one of the highest rates in the world. In the U.K., this figure sits at 11.7 tons. Still, more than five times the figure recommended by the Paris Agreement. The average global carbon footprint needs to drop to under 2 tons by 2050. This figure equates to around 2 round-trip flights between London and New York. Quote, unquote. Wow. According to CNN, Intrepid's travel report predicts that we will see carbon passports in action by 2040. I believe that's part of what's called an limited hangout, where the dribble out parts of the truth mixed with lies meant to tamp down any undesired response from the public. In this case, they tell us they're planning to shut down or severely limit air travel for the common man, but then they say it won't happen until 2040, which is 16 years off, so don't worry about it. Oh, but I'm sure, throw this out there, I'm sure they're going to be taking their airlines and their personal jets and flying all over the world, but us peasants, we can't just jump on a flight. No. No. Moving right along, back to the article. According to the report, for emissions reductions to have any meaningful effect, ticket prices will have to rise by 1.4% each year, discouraging some people from flying. This is the same tactic being used by the globalists to get people out of their cars and get them to eat less meat. They simply conspire to drive up the prices of the behavioral actions they want us to avoid. Look at the price of vehicles today and the cost of insuring them, and compare those costs to just 10 years ago, and you will be surprised at the difference. The costs have far exceeded the overall rate of inflation. Oh my gosh, have they ever? Who in their room? I've seen cars for $80,000. I'm like, who wants to buy a car? $80,000? You better live in that car. I'm just saying. Anyway. Oh, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, they are now telling us that their plan is to do the same with airline tickets. CNN reports that some European countries are already beginning to take measures to reduce air travel, writing, quote, as of April the 1st, 2023, passengers on short-haul flights in older aircraft in Belgium have been subject to increased taxes to encourage alternative forms of travel, unquote. Do not think that because you don't fly or no longer fly that you don't have to worry about these developments. The limits on air travel are just one piece of the overall puzzle. They are working just as feverishly to destroy private vehicle ownership, shifting to autonomous vehicles that will be rented, not owned, and will be slapped with a per mile tax. The graphic below, published by the New York Times, says it all. Yeah, buddy. There you have it. Never trust a globalist. Their ideal world is digitized, downsized, dehumanized, depopulated, and generally feudal nation. If they succeed in imposing their ideal system on the world, we will see millions starved to death by their war on food and farmers. Thank God the farmers in Europe have awakened to the real purpose of the climate scam, which is to destroy their livelihoods and their ability to feed the world. If these globalist scum succeed, most of us will not live to see 2040. And those who manage to survive in their dehumanized, top-down, control-grid society will be either rich or poor, with very little in between. This is a war on the middle class, on traditional values, on the value of work, and the nuclear family. And that's the truth, folks. We see that happening. I've been saying it for a very long time. You better get you some food. You better get you some water, too. Because they are telling us. They're telling us. They've been telling us for a while what their plans are. We going to build back better. 666. I'm sorry. BBB. Yeah. Folks, let me just tell you the truth. I would stock up on water. I would stock up on food. Because either way, you're going to eat it anyway. And you'll drink the water anyway. So it's not like you're going to waste anything. I said hoard, you know. But stock up. Everybody has neighbors that we know can't have a hard time right now taking care of themselves and their families. Do you think they can stock up? No. Do you think we should stock up to help them? I would say yes. As a Christian, that's what we should do. If the rapture was to happen tonight, guess what? Somebody going to break into your house. Somebody going to eat that food and somebody going to drink that water. So it's not just going to go to waste. You know what I'm saying? All right. So what else do we have now? I'm going to link the article here or the video to JD's latest update. It says, do they know something we don't? Yes. Yes. Do they know something God doesn't know? No. No. God is sovereign. God knows everything. God is allowing certain things to happen. So, one last thing. Well, there's one more thing I want to talk about. Let me come over here. Blinded by hatred. That was a big one. That's happening around the world today. You can see, and that's Mike Spaulding. That's a pretty good article as well. But there was one. I'm going to scroll down here. Oh, here we go. One thing I wanted to mention out of it, because the hatred for Israel is, man, I'll tell you what. And so for some of those people out there who think that there should be a two-state solution, all this garbage. Was it this article? Might not have been this article. Hang on, let me see. I thought it was this article. Eek! Sorry, guys. I wanted to quote the scripture, and I guess it's not this one here. I'm sorry. But it was, it's talking about, oh, it's here. I know it's here. You ever just, there it is. Okay, so this is Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 29 in the King James Version. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. So that right there, that is the New Testament for all you folks out there that that think that God has abandoned Israel. He has not. We as Gentiles are grafted in to the vine, so we should be we're grafted in to the branch anyway. So we should be very grateful and humble. And so, but people who don't read their Bible, just listen to those wolves in sheep clothing up there spewing garbage and apostate lies and, you know, deception up there, and their hook, line, and sinker following it along. You know, same ones that think Palestinians, yeah, they gotta go. Yeah, because they don't read their Bible. If you read your Bible, you'll know better. You don't need me to tell you. You don't need some snake oil salesman up there trying to tell you to live your best life now to tell you anything, because you want to know why. Because you have the Bible. The United States of America is the most blessed nation, I think, ever here, you know, besides Israel. But, I mean, we're the blessed materialistic everything. We have Bibles everywhere. And there are people around the world that can't get a Bible. And if they had a Bible, they would be killed because of it. And so what do we do in America? We just leave it on the coffee table and nobody looks at it. We just wipe the dust off of it every Sunday morning. But do you open it? No. Oh, no. We go to Sunday. We hear a pastor teach. He don't ever open the Bible, though. He just tells us some stories and some experiences. Then we go home feeling good. Yeah. After being our seven chorus song. Oh, yeah. Over and over and over and over again to put us into this trance. So we can go hear the pastor give us some apostate lies and make us feel good. Because it's all about us and we're so wonderful and God just loves us because we are the best. No. That's a lie. That's all a lie and deception from the pit of hell. But you see a lot of people going for it. Health, wealth, and prosperity. God wants you to live your best life. You just sow into my ministry. God's going to sow into whatever. It's a lie. What does the Bible say? They'll make merchandise of you. But if you read the word of God, you would know that they are lying to you, that they are making merchandise of you. Get out of those churches. Get out of those places. Those are not pastors. Those are wolves. Get out. Get out and get into a good church. If you don't have a good church, you can go to Athy Creek. You can go to Athy Creek. They're online. And Pastor Brett Meter, they will hook you up with the home church. Or Pastor Billy Crone. At getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. I say it like that because we're in Vegas. Anyway, you can go there and they will hook you up with a home church. Because believe me, if you feel that way, there's many that feel that way too. If you're a born-again believer, born-again Christian, you have put your faith in Jesus Christ to save you. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And that Holy Spirit's going to tell you, he is going to tell you if what you're seeing and what you're hearing is the truth or not. And what does the Bible tell us to do? Compare what these deceitful spirits tell us to the word of God. Then you'll know the truth. But if you don't know the word of God, how are you going to compare? How are you going to test the spirits? Because you don't know. So I always say that. I know people are like, wait, wait, wait. Like I say it because it's important. The word of God. God gave us his word. And there are people all over this world that die because of that word. They die because they have the word. They die because they're trying to get the word. They die because they believe the word. So here in America, do me a favor. If you have a Bible, open that thing up and read it. And I heard the other day, several people actually, as a matter of fact, a couple of Bible prophecy teachers have said that too. I think JD said it too. Do not trust the Bibles online. They can manipulate those. And I'm like, you know, that's right. You already have artificial intelligence. You know that that's probably what they're doing. And so like I always say, get you a hard copy. Get a hard copy of whatever you want because anything digital can be manipulated. But guys, you know, so much is happening. I'm just blown away how fast it's actually happening. So I want to end with this. This is February the 27th. This is JMR Kell. And she said, we can only tolerate looking around if we also look up. And this is HarbingersDaily.com. HarbingersDaily.com. And so let's read a little bit of what O'Jan has to say. She goes, our times can be trying. One hesitates to even tune in to the latest internet or cable news program and watch the updated saga of suffering. Sure, we were warned those last days were to be perilous times, but who knew? Who could have warned us about the blood-soaked details? Then modern technology brings it all home to us in real time. A weariness has set in as the weight of the world's sin presses down so heavily that it is harder and harder to keep going. We feel like we are climbing a steep mountain with a heavy load. Up is down, black is white, evil is good. Political correctness will eventually destroy the planet. We're tired of the Keystone Cops running the show in nearly every capital of the world. Those of us anticipating Christ's return have a great advantage. We listen for a trumpet in the midst of the carnage. If we listen carefully, we think we hear the hoofbeats of the four horsemen in the distance. The end is near and not a saying on a sandwich board worn by some homeless person marching down Main Street. Rather, it is the hope of the believer. Most people call it the rapture. And no, it's not an escape hatch. If you believe this, one Christian outfit calls us zombie Christians. Christian Today magazine is not secular. It is Christian, but with a leftist bent. It has a more of an ecological agenda than a spiritual agenda. And their version of the world ending is because we're killing the planet. The apocalypse to them is climate change. I'm quoting a few paragraphs from an article they published in 2015. So I'm going to adjust my mic here, folks. Sorry about that. Okay, so it's easy to point a finger at the fundamentalist fringe who have been mass marketing the apocalypse through films like A Thief in the Night and Left Behind. These are based on weakly constructed theology of a rapture where believers are beamed up to heaven to avoid catastrophes awaiting the planet. The magazine continues, quote, their theological version is called premillennialism. You don't have to live in the Bible Belt to be affected by this way of thinking. Many of us started our Christian journey with a version of the gospel message that emphasizes escape eschatology. Sadly, with the best intentions, Christians have tended to deliver an altered and edited gospel that is robbed of its scale and supremacy, producing zombie Christians that are merely souls waiting for heaven, unquote. Sure, bring it on, Jan says. Heaven, that is. In the meantime, tell me more about this good news. We can only tolerate looking around if we also look up. The Bible says the world will only have, quote, distress with perplexity, unquote, as we enter the end of days. That's Luke 21:28. That means our headlines won't be getting better this side of heaven. Disengage, disconnect, despair. Without God and the hope of heaven, what other options are there? Noted author and co-founder of the Rapture Ready website, Terry James, writes in an article titled, Pastors Be Forewarned, quote, when one gently probes one or the other of the Bible-believing preaching pastors with the question, do you preach prophecy? The answers are along the same line. It's my experience and that of others who ask the question that 95% of those who ask say something like the following. Prophecy is just too hard for people to understand. I just don't know enough about the subject because we barely touched on it in seminary. Teaching people how to live as a Christian is more pressing. It scares people, so I just don't want to worry them unnecessarily. People have been talking about this for years, and we're still here. We need to deal with the here and now. She continues, Terry James continues, despite the fact that there are those who are overly speculative in their views of Bible prophecy, the following must be said. To the pastors of America who claim the Bible as the inspired, inerrant word of the living God, but callously ignore its prophetic content, be forewarned. Quote, your excuses, arguments won't stand the test of the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ. You will be held accountable by the very Lord you proclaim you love so much. The same Lord about whom the angel told John, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10. James said, that same Jesus gave us the Olivet Discourse, during which he laid out general and specific things to come. The gospel accounts give Christ's commandment of what to do about the many prophesied things he had just foretold. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Mark 13:37. Prophecy makes up at least 27% of the Bible. Half of that 27% has been fulfilled, with half yet to be fulfilled. Anyone with spiritual ears to hear and spiritual eyes to see is capable of following the Lord's command. And when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21:28. Certainly, if God calls people to be pastors, shepherds of his flock, he equips them to feed the flock, his whole word, not just parts the pastor selects as important while summarily dismissing the other parts of God's word. The author concludes, the world is in end times rage. The seas and waves of humanity are roaring with distress and perplexity. Violence fills the whole earth. Israel stands alone in the global spotlight as the most hated nation on the planet. The world is in economic chaos, headed for total collapse. All the while, technology is progressing geometrically in ways that will one day provide Earth's last tyrant with the satanically endowed ability to enslave most all people on this fallen sphere. Many Christians want to understand the end time rage the world is in, if it helps them to better keep an eye on the sky. if we are zombies, as that magazine states, we are proud of it. We are not ashamed to say we can't wait for heaven. The King is indeed coming. Somebody get very excited about it. Thankfully, this world is not our home. Folks, I'm going to end on that note. I love Jim R. Kill, and that is true. This is not our home. We are in this world. We are not of this world. And so the Lord Jesus is coming to take us home. And so with that, guys, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, may today be the day the Lord comes and takes us home. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You first, you have to admit that you are a sinner. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of that sin is death. And so we have all fallen short. So we need to acknowledge and admit that we are a sinner. We need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. We need to ask Lord Jesus to save us. He's the only one that can. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. So today is the day I implore you to ask the Lord Jesus to save you and to forgive you and to repent of your sin and turn around, pick up your cross, and follow him. With that, guys, I'm getting out of here. And as always, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get in to you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, may God bless each and every one of you. And Lord, please comfort those that are in Russia today that has been affected by that horrific terrorist attack that happened. Lord, please comfort them in Jesus' name. Amen.